for 7 o'clock. Need money? Dalton's arrange quick confidential loans on your furniture or automobile, paid for or not. Do as thousands have done. See Dalton's First for Loans. 1813 South Figueroa.
Indian Trail. Tonight, Robert E. Callahan is doing, for the first time in radio history perhaps, a program of Indian life you white men never have had the pleasure of seeing. An unusual broadcast, an Indian horse race. On we go to an Omaha village racetrack.
On we go to an Omaha village racetrack. Here we are, friends, on the Nebraska Prairie, July 1849, the racetrack of the annual Buffalo Moon, in which over 30 tribes take part. The race ground is a valley of peace and natural amphitheater, whose surrounding foothills are swimming in golden sunflowers. 1,000 white canvas teepees dot the landscape. Each teepee is decorated with pictorial bird, tree, buffalo, rain cloud, or a life story of some chief. 24 daring riders are ready for the Buffalo Moon Derby, the greatest Indian pony race in years. One jockey has one ear painted white, the other red, one cheek black, the other green. An Navajo has smeared his body with black and white lines, and he has a live snake around his neck. Big Chief Eagle Eye, High Chief of the day, has a headgear of over 400 white golden eagle feathers training the ground. Only a few white people are here, but 20,000 real Indians are in camp, and here they are. Among the horses to be in the race today are Black Tomahawk, Osceola, Painted Pony, Cloudburst, Running Eagle, Red Tail Rabbit, Towatosi, Modoc Eagle, Crazy Moon, Devil Hawk, Hole in the Pants, Lone Eagle, Flying Eagle, Long Red Feather, Dried Meat, Watonga in the Haka, Swift Eagle, Chief Laughing Boy, Apache Papoose, Wigipwa, Apache, and Desert Chief. Big Fish and Red Tail Buffalo, Modoc Rain God, are favored to win today. But Devil Dog, Long Hair, and Black Tomahawk are long shot. The Indians are betting robes, blankets, buffalo skins, cornmeal, bracelet, beaded bag, and great secrecy hovers around each corral. In fact, each corral is a circle of braves, each man the same height and size, who for 4 days and nights have stood guard while the trainer prayed for the champion pony this tribe to win. Every pony in today's race was taken from the wildest mustangs of the open range, and each rider will sing as he rides. So let's get a close-up of the ponies, riders, and the crowd. May the best horse win. Introducing our half-breed, noted scout and master of the Omaha Derby, Broadway Bill.
Well, folks, for the benefit of you white people who can't talk Indian, the Arapaho champion is a white colt and has over 100 eagle feathers tied to his head and tail, 3 white spots on his belly, and 2 wiggling yellow snakes around the rider's neck. And here he comes!
Ha ha! Say, Bill, what's the name of that white pony with 7 red tomahawks painted on its body?
Why, that's Black Tomahawk of the Pawnees. He's a beautiful animal, but a bad pony to ride.
Say, who are those long-haired white men out there?
Why, those are beaver trappers and mule skinners who forgot to cut their whiskers.
Oh, gee, this is going to be fun. You know, I think I'm going to bet on Black Tomahawk.
Hey, this is an Indian show, lady. They wouldn't let you bet. See you later.
Well, as Broadway Bill goes out to inspect the horses, let me tell you, friends, that if we would be as kind and good to our friends as the Indian is to his horse, there would be much more happiness in the world. The Indian is kind to any animal, and that's why I look for a world record here today.
What else do you think will win the race, Mr. Lee?
Hard to pick a winner, Nancy. The Paiute pony won last year, but a 12-year-old girl, Little Sunshine, is riding today.
A girl? Oh, there now. Oh, isn't she beautiful in that white buckskin? Well, there must be over 5,000 blue and red beads on her costume.
That little sunshine, and she has a cowbell for good luck.
Well, folks, here I am again. If you can pick a winner, you're a better judge than I am. Crazy Cloud looks good to me, and that's the horse over there with the white hoofs. See him way over there standing with the six eagle feathers in his tail. It's funny, people, those Indians, the way they decorate these DGs up. The rider's got two live stage hands. I never saw that before, tied onto his shoulders and a baby ribbon around his neck. Take your pick as they pass. And who's that one over there? Oh, that's Tawata C from Oklahoma. Porcupine quills in his mane, two red spots in his belly, and his rider's got eggshells, believe it or not, pasted all over his body. And, well, what's this? All right, here comes the Apache Wildcat. Man alive, what a horse. Four forelegs painted green, body black, and the hind legs are red. And look at Demohawk, the Mustang from Wyoming. That's the most talked of pony on the track. White hairy legs, shaggy black body, and a long, lean, skinny neck. I guess you folks see the rider as it's painted. What do you know about that? He's painted his own back and legs with spider webs and got two strings of dotted cuckleberries tied to a pony tail. He's a good pony, though, but you want to keep your eye on Little. What's that one? Little Elk, isn't it? Why, yes, the Winnebago horse.
Little Elk? Oh, that's his name. What does he look like?
Why, that's the short, stubby sorrel over there, painted like a zebra. Look at the half-breed rider. What a long, rangy boy he is. Purple ribbons around his neck, and he's wearing a woman's silk petticoat. What do you know about that? And here he comes playing a banjo.
Tim, he's big chief. Long time him run.
Well, folks, I've seen a lot of horse races in my time, and I've been riding since I've been a kid, and my old dad from Kentucky, you know, the Colonel owned 200, the finest horse in the South, and I know horses as well as I do anything, and I never get so excited when I'm talking about a horse race. And to tell you the truth, I think I'm going to give you a real bang up this afternoon. They're betting lots of dough around here. I'm going to try and see if I can stand up in these two ponies and straddle them if I can. You know, this course here is staked out somewhat like a kite shape, if you can get what I'm trying to tell you about. There's no rails. There's just six smudge pots. Sending wire or white fires a ribbon or rather smoke up there. And I said it was kite shape, didn't it? Well, if you get an idea of a pear shape, you'd be more accurate. I think I can define it that way for you. I'm on the end with a small radius down here at the end of the pear, and as they pass me, they make a complete turn, almost a bend. The distance is 4 miles. Get that, 4 miles, four times round. And as the winner crosses the line, he flings himself from his mouth and swoops up the blanket with the judge's place there, and the one who gets the blanket, that's the winner. Today. Boy, is it hot. And here's the field. Take your pick. Well, I guess you heard the pick on that there, Modoc. Eagle is out there, and Crazy Moon, they're all getting ready, lining up there, and one horse back through, Wakanda back through, and Flying Eagle almost throws his horse, and Cloudburst is right there, and there's a gal. I don't think that gal's riding. I don't know if she's riding. She's only young. She's about 14 years old, and wait a minute, they're all lined up out there, and there the chief wraps the feather, and there they go in one mad scramble. Bumping, kicking, falling, whooping up, bumping, painted pony by one, Apache ahead, Toe Water Sea by three, Live Meat, Firewater, and Crazy Moon is running with difficulty, and almost through the ladder. Let me see. Let me have those glasses. Give me that. Get those glasses from the army also. Let me have them. Let me see. What have you got? Why? I see what he's got. What are you fooling? He's got on the horse's tail. He's got some purple birds on him. He's got some things Flying Eagle passes him now. Cloud Burst is four. Apache Papoose holding the pass and greasy water. The blanket floor at the right. Stacy's trying to duck himself in the hole. He slows two horses, knocking them, colliding them down. There's a chief and Lone Red Feather are down. One horse up again, bumping. Let's pick the balance in the dust. Can't get him. Drive neat. Cloud Burst are taking it out after the leaders. And here they come round. Rounding to the first. This is the second man. Now stand back there. Firewater with a long lean rider. A lot of food with a girl. And boy, see, humping and kicking and crawling. Here comes Painted Pony. Drives me. Pulling the pants. Cloud Burst. Apache Papoose. Cloud Burst ducks out of line and throws his rider. And what do you think the horse does? He tries to nibble some grass. Calmly and serene. Here they come flying. Black Tomahawk, the lad riding in that lean leg with snake on his arm. He's flying. Followed by Wiggle Puss. Some ship on and board out the rest of far back. My, what a scramble they are. I see some dogs that got loose in their chase and lead. It's a funny sight. The dogs, and here they come down, ready to make the bend for the third mile. Drive lead out in front. He cuts the train in front by two. Painted Pony is second by five. Cloud Burst is an old timer on his back. And boy, he's kicking and pumping, going to town. Red Tail Rabbit with the grail is just cutting the board position. Right as a feather, and her mount is running strong. Black Tomahawk just flashed by, and here Pony is running wise, holding the pass, and Wedge Weegee Waller running again. He's lost his head feathers. Uh-oh. There goes Painted Pony down. No, he's up again. Cloud Burst two goes over the tail. Red Tail Rabbit with the grail just ducked in, cutting wise. He comes back to coming by now. He Eagle. Hold our Eagles. Come shooting.
The rest are far back, apparently out of it. And up in the hills, I see three or four of the horses running loose. They've lost their riders. They're trying to get them. Here's a run for the final bend. Wait till they come up there now on the pony's back. Here he comes. Coming down to the final bend. This will be the fourth time on. Here comes. That's better. Here they come. Give me those glasses. Hold me up there on those horses. Card break by a half. Red tail break ahead. Black tomahawk by two. Painted pony by a lift a half. Drive leap by two. Passing the center pole. This is the payoff wire now. 100 yards. We're about 16 to the mile now. Red tail rabbit by half. Card break by head. Black tomahawk ahead. Painted pony by four on the wire. Coming down the wire. Red tail rabbit ahead. Black tomahawk ahead. Card break a half. And 100 yards. It's red tail rabbit and black tomahawk ahead and head. Something coming through. It's drive me. Something through on the rail. Black tomahawk by himself. He flopped off. It's black tomahawk the winner.
Here, if you'd like to know just how they actually finished, here's the way they crossed the line, and the fellow shaking the blanket, standing up there, and everyone smiling and laughing at him there. Everyone laughing at him. It's Black Tomahawk is the winner. What do you know about that? Drive Beat was second. Red Tail Rabbit was third. So Wattasee was fourth. Ponto Talk was fifth. No Duck Sail. No, Mo Duck Eagle was sixth. Crazy Moon was seventh. Hole in the Pants was eighth. Atonga was ninth. And Laughing Boy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Black Tomahawk, drawn by Walter Wood, 735 North Formosa, wins $25. Dried meat, suggested by Mrs. Walker Moore, 4527 Avocado, Hollywood, $15. Jack Welsh, suggesting the name of Tawadasee, who finished fourth, $2, 1453 17th Street, Santa Monica. The third horse, Red Tail Rabbit, suggested by Billy Malone, Las Vegas, Nevada, $5. Pontotoc, Richard O'Dell, 4600 Arlington Riverside, $1. Modoc Eagle, Mrs. F.A. Ryder, 3726 California Long Beach, 50 cents. Crazy Moon, Otto C. Johnson, 235 South Hope, Los Angeles, $1. Hole in the Pants, what a name that is. A.H. McGuffey, Block 46, Pasadena. Watonga, Emilio Hughes, 25 cents, 806 North Edinburgh Avenue, Los Angeles. Laughing Boy, Gary Wilson, 344 South Oxford, Los Angeles, 25 cents. And the other lucky winners who have been notified by letter are as follows. Old Eagle Eye, that is those people you recognize the name, you sent them in, and here are your suggestions. You will be notified or have been notified that you will win the prize. Old Eagle Eye, Osceola, Painted Pony, Sun Chieftain, Scout Lifter, Firewater, Weasel Puss, Cloudburst, Weema Muchie, Running Eagle, Flying Eagle, Long Red Feather, Swift Eagle, Devil Hawk, Lone Eagle, Emma Haka, Chief Laughing Boy, Apache Papoose, Wee Gee Wah, Apache, and Desert Chief, all as names. And boy, was that a race. That worse than any race I've ever seen these real wonderful Redmond ever put up.
A glorious day has come and gone, but no thought of material gain. Every article lost and won in the race has been given to the poor and needy Indians. A ceremony over which the great spirit spread a blanket of hope and peace. And now in signs, the chief must depart toward the land of the setting sun, hoping, dreaming, and praying that someday the white man will understand the Indian is a child of mountain, forest, and plain. A man who loves a tree, birds, flower, more than money or power. And now we behold a bonfire 40 feet high. Smoke curling, pine knots crackling, 20,000 Indians in moccasin feet, blanket and bead, hands toward a golden moon, solemn faces going round and round the flame as we head back to the Santa Fe Trail. We hear the drone of a social dance echoing across the mysterious prairie. Wait. listen. And now, my friends, in the studio tonight, we want to introduce for a moment the man who helped us direct this great Indian horse race, the man who will be here at San Mita every day, the one and only and great distinguished narrator, actor, artist, and American gentleman with red blood in his heart, Broadway Bill, as he is known, Williams. You know him.
Good evening, friends of thoroughbred horse racing. It's a pleasure here to help my esteemed friend out here. I shall be very happy to work on this program in the future. I hope you've all enjoyed it.
And without Broadway Bill, I don't know what would have happened, but we do know that something happened because his good wife is here, Mrs. Williams. Won't you say hello?
Hello, folks. Glad to be here.
And now we present a second plant, one of those Hopi boys from the far foothills of Arizona, speaking to you in Indian. We have a man who recently returned from Australia, Willowbird, Apache, Pueblo, here to say hello to you in Indian.
Hey, Paul, you know, it's a talk to you. Hey, I people are sitting up the whole talk here.
We also have the boy that you know very well, Pete Tapia, who won the greatest scholarship at Sherman Institute, and whose boy friends in Riverside are listening tonight. Pete Tapia, won't you say something in Indian? And we have little Joe here tonight. He's a guest in the studio. I'm going to ask him to come to the radio microphone just for a moment, and he has the sweetest smile of any Indian you ever saw in your life. Here he is, little Joe of the Pueblo country.
What up, boys?